Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, October 25th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Americans injured in attacks, fighting in space, major car pileup, and Taco Tuesday going nationwide. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, we're learning more about that drone and rocket attack on American military bases and American personnel in the Middle East last week in Syria and Iraq. There were also rockets shot from Yemen that we found out turned out to be a 9-hour battle between Yemen terrorist group and a destroyer of ours in the Red Sea. But there were also attacks in Syria and Iraq. 20 Americans sustained minor injuries in Syria with 2 one-way attack drones. And the same day, 4 Americans suffered minor injuries in 2 separate drone attacks in Iraq. Washington Post says the Biden administration is preparing for the possibility of hundreds of thousands of American citizens to evacuate from the Middle East. There's 600,000 U.S. citizens in Israel. There's only 9 million people in that country. So U.S. citizens are 6% of the population. There's 86,000 Americans in Lebanon. A full evacuation of American citizens, potentially, they're preparing for. Also, keep in mind the inevitable space war. Russia moved one of their satellites within 40 miles of one of our satellites. This was taken as an act of aggression. The chief of the Space Force, a branch of the military started by Donald Trump, says the United States is ready and committed to deterring aggression and defending the nation, our allies, and U.S. interests from hostile acts in space. There was a massive car and truck pileup outside New Orleans. There was a dense, they call it a super fog, over the highway caused this pileup. 158 cars, 9 a.m. along Interstate 55, 3 18-wheelers. Right now, it's believed 7 people died, 25 injured. Someone said she was driving along and slammed into the car in front of her, didn't even see it at all because of the fog. And she says the cars just kept coming. She said it was boom, boom, boom. All you could hear was cars crashing into each other for 30 minutes. Finally, having lived in San Diego for a long time, Taco Tuesday was a big deal, but it was always an unofficial celebration every Tuesday. No restaurant could use that term to promote their Tuesday special because it was trademarked until now. It was Gregory's Restaurant and Bar in Summers Point, New Jersey, who trademarked the term in 1979. And it was Taco Bell who came in and said, no, you can't. That's too generic of a term to be trademarked. And the owners of Gregory's gave it up, saying it would have cost $1 million to defend the trademark. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day, next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, some Republicans have criticized President Biden for taking a weekend walk on the beach, and that's pretty loopy. The criticism was basically that he cannot be a sandman while a war is developing in the Middle East. That's pretty picayune, if you ask me. Everybody needs some fresh air. Also, some are angry about Mr. Biden equating Israel with Ukraine, but again, I don't subscribe to the beef. Both conflicts are about preventing disorder in the world, and twinning them is not an extreme position. Hamas, however, has to be destroyed completely because it murders civilians just like the Third Reich did. The Nazis, as you know, were annihilated. Putin is indeed a war criminal, but while seeking to subjugate countries that have some semblance of freedom, the Russian dictator does not appear to be successful. Appeasing Putin at this point would fast-track totalitarianism. It is truly depressing that we all live in such a brutal world, but we do. President Biden's policies are correct, theoretically, but his weak personal leadership makes everything so much more difficult. We didn't have worldwide disorder under Trump, did we? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got a concierge member, Larry. Didn't the UN and the Pope do similar to what the actors did, virtue signaling? They all want peace now that the terrorists have done their killing and kidnapping. Right. I mean, that's what the memo was all about. But I'm not that cynical. I don't think the Pope is sitting there in the Vatican going, you know, I want pain to come to Israel. These people, including Pope Francis, do not understand the world, in my humble opinion. The Pope understands theology. He does. But he doesn't understand the world that we are living in now, where evil dominates over good. It does. Dave Z, Tokyo, Japan. Hey, Bill, the media is obsessed with the 200 hostages being held by Hamas and expecting the Israeli force to change battle plans accordingly. As you report in your excellent book, Killing the Killers, terrorists are fond of killing hostages at the last moment before they're being rescued. The more value the media places upon the hostages, the more valuable they become to the terrorists. I don't know. I think that you have to try to get everything you can to get these innocent people away from the harm that will befall them. Right. Every day, harm is befalling them. I understand what you're saying, but the media can't ignore that. It's a huge humanitarian story, and it's also damning to Hamas. Who's holding the hostages? Now, Hamas can say, hey, we're going to release all the hostages, but you can't come in here to Gaza. That's the deal. We'll make it a trade. No. That you can't do. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. President Biden's poll numbers continue to drop as the administration veers from one crisis to the next. Despite his sagging approval, the president is raising a staggering amount of money for his reelection. Filings show the Biden campaign took in more than $71 million in the third quarter of this year. By contrast, Donald Trump raised $45 million, Ron DeSantis, $12 million. So who is propping Mr. Biden up financially? Well, most of it comes from entertainment, media, and big tech. Here's a partial list. The Soros family, Father George and son Alex, have given nearly $4 million to Democrats this election cycle. Other donors to Mr. Biden include Steve Jobs' widow, Laureen Powell, sports executive Casey Wasserman, casino magnate Neil Blum, real estate developer Kurt Rappaport, billionaire Chaim Sabin, and philanthropist Ellen Bronfen Hopman. Each gave the maximum legal amount of $1 million directly to the Biden camp. They donated millions more to super PACs and other liberal organizations. The money man inside the president's circle is Jeffrey Katzenberg. The entertainment mogul has ties to Steven Spielberg, Disney, Sony, the Clintons, the Obamas, on and on. Katzenberg has produced more than 60 movies and 12 TV shows. If you work in Hollywood and old Jeff calls, you had better write a check to Joe Biden. Said Katzenberg last week, quote, the momentum is continuing to build for Biden. The stakes of the election are becoming clearer and the choice could not be more distinctive. All of our investment today is focused on those strategic important places, states that are going to be where this race will be won or lost, unquote. And here's something else you might not know. The most expensive election in history was just 3 years ago. According to the FEC, the first contest between Joe Biden and Donald Trump cost more than $7 billion. The price tag for the 24 rematch will be even higher. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.